This episode of the Jordan Taylor Show is sponsored by me. You know who I am.
Hello, everyone. My name is Matthew the Bird.
My name is Becca, and you're listening to the Jordan Taylor Show.
And it is the Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome. Today, guys, I want to do something a little different. Me and Sarah are busy today. We're filming a video. I'm not exactly sure what this video is going to be. It might be the date box video, which I talked about in yesterday's episode. So if you haven't heard that, just go listen to that. It is in my episodes section of my station. So we're busy doing that. But what I wanted to do while we were filming that was to answer your questions. So if any of you guys have any call-ins or any questions that you want to ask, now is the time to do it. We will answer anything you ask. So just, you know, yeah, Sarah says anything. So call in with your questions and we'll be here as long as it takes to film this video. But first, if you want to be a part of the intro to my show like the two kind people were today, all you have to do is listen to the entirety of my show and then on the very last segment, applaud me for the amazing job I did. I will then call you if you are randomly selected and then I'll tell you how you can be a part of the show. It's that simple. So yes, we will wait for your call-ins and we will answer whatever questions you guys have. Sarah said within reason. She didn't say that you could ask anything. She said within reason. I'm sorry. I got that quote wrong from her earlier. I'm sorry. Let's not ask anything too crazy, okay? Let's get to your questions.
Hey, Jordan and Sarah. My name's Kiana, and I'm from West Virginia. I was wondering, where are some places in Nashville you would recommend to someone who's visiting?
Hey, Kiana from West Virginia. Thanks for calling in. Sarah is right here lighting up some candles. We're trying to get a little atmosphere for our date night, date box video that we're doing. But Sarah, what would you say some nice places in Nashville are to go and visit?
I would say go to Centennial Park and see the Parthenon.
Oh yeah, that's good... you need to go do that. The park is really, really nice.
It's a good free thing to do on a nice day. You can also rent bikes in the park, and that's really fun.
Yeah, and you can see downtown Nashville from that location. It's a really cool place.
And if you like ducks, you can take bread or whatever, because there's always ducks in the pond. Places to eat. We always take people to the pharmacy in East Nashville. It's the burger place. It's really good. Also go on a nice day because they have outdoor seating.
Yeah, they have outdoor seating. But a place that I've realized that I actually like the burgers more there is a place called Gabby's. It's really good. It's basically like a father owns this place and works there, and then is just kind of weird hours because he likes to spend a lot of time with his kids, and so it's whenever it's open, the place is pretty much packed. The line is coming out the door, but it's a really cool atmosphere.
It's definitely like a local place. The pharmacy is definitely like an atmosphere place. So
yeah.
It depends on the mood you're going for.
Yeah, and Gabby's is a really cool. It's a really cool location as well. So Centennial, the pharmacy, Gabby's, and what else would we say?
I've actually never done this myself, but it definitely is a good, like, if you're looking for something touristy to do, and that would be the Country Music Hall of Fame. I've heard it's amazing. I've only been to the old one.
I've been to the new one, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
Also,
Nashville history.
Yeah. Also, if you're not an NHL hockey fan, the Bridgestone Arena Predators, if you're around during a Predators game, tickets are pretty cheap at times. If it's kind of like we're playing a not so great team, like in the nosebleed section, like where I sit, so we might run into each other. But the atmosphere at those games is really, really amazing. So. Yeah, I would. I mean, I guess that's pretty much it.
And then
it,
I would probably say picture op part place to go would be the Walking Bridge. Where is that? I mean, next to the football stadium.
It's right by Nissan Stadium, the Titans stadium.
Definitely get a really good view of Nashville for, you know, pictures. And
that's
stuff.
Basically where everybody, any famous picture of Nashville that you've seen recently has been taken from the Walking Bridge, and you see photographers there all the time. So I hope that answers your question. I'm sure we could think of more, but that'll have to do for now.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, guys, for that little break. Me and Sarah were in the middle of filming, and I was trying to figure out how to do the date box video concisely and entertaining. I think I'm going to have to spend a lot of time in editing because it just kind of felt all over the place. But that's always a fun challenge. But no, it was a lot of fun. It was like escape game themed date box, which basically they have like a self-contained like escape game in the box, and you play it, and it was a lot of fun. It's going to be, I'm wondering how I'm going to be able to keep it engaging in the editing, but I can see in my mind how I'm going to do it. So I think it's going to be really good. I don't think it's going to be an extremely long video, which is weird because we have so much footage. But I think it's going to probably be about like 8 minutes long. Watch this video be like 12 minutes long. But I'm going to say this video is probably going to be about 8 minutes long. But anyways, let's get to the call-ins. I have a few more.
Hey, Jordan. My name is Alex. And I saw you didn't ask Jordan on the live stream, and I love those episodes, so I was just wondering if you were planning on doing any more of those videos moving forward on your channel. Thanks. Love your show.
What's up, Alex? I'm really, really glad to hear that you enjoy Ask Jordan. So the thing about Ask Jordan is that I've done so many of them, that it's kind of hard for me to make that an engaging show anymore. Or I guess I find like I can make it engaging, but that's not the first thing that comes to my mind when I think, oh, I want to make a video. I don't think of like doing an Ask Jordan episode anymore. It used to be like that, but it's not that way so much anymore. But the funny thing is that because I'm a little burnt out on doing Ask Jordans, the funny thing is that when I did the live stream and I didn't Ask Jordan on there live, like that was actually really, really fun. I had a ton of fun doing that live. And so I think that for now I'm going to keep Ask Jordans to mainly be stuff that is live, which I consider Anchor live, and I consider live streams live, obviously. And I don't know why, that way is a lot more fun to me. So yeah, and I think me and Sarah are going to do another live stream next month. Sometime in the beginning of October, we have a live stream planned that we're going to do. I actually need to set that on a schedule for YouTube so that people can see what we're going to do. But yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of a random question, but do you guys have like any favorite snacks or like homemade snacks that you like to make, or even store-bought snacks? I don't know. I've been looking for some new snack ideas for a while because I have low blood sugar and I need to eat snacks throughout the day. Yeah.
Snacks! Snacks, snacks, snacks. I love snacks. Snacks are my favorite things. Snacks is basically how I get through the day, because if I, if I sit down and prepare a bunch of meals, that takes an eternity, but pick up a couple cashews, pick up some almonds or something like that, and then you're good to go. But I think like snacks that you would that aren't just nuts and stuff like that. I mean, store-bought snacks, I enjoy Lara bars a lot. You can find those on sale pretty often. I think each one is like, what, Sarah, a dollar?
Yeah.
70 cents? Yeah, I think like if they're on sale, they're like a dollar each. But they have all sorts of different flavors. I've talked about them before on here. But yeah, those are really good. Sarah, what are some other snacks that we eat? I mean, I just eat so many nuts.
I think that my favorite snack at home is probably goat milk yogurt.
I don't think that people would consider that a snack.
Oh. Well, that's what I...
Like, she's probably talking about something she can, like, take to her with her when she goes somewhere. I mean, honestly, I would just... Nuts are kind of expensive, but I would seriously just buy some.
Make some banana oatmeal cookies.
What?
Banana oatmeal cookies.
Oh, Sarah's saying make some banana oatmeal cookies.
Yes, you can find the recipe on my blog, blackbearmorning.com.
Oh, right, you did make them and put them on there. I didn't realize that was going to be a shameless plug.
I didn't either.
You can also make, I don't really know what, you're still laughing about that. I don't know. I mean, dates. If you like fruit, there is, something out there called a date, and it is, very, very good. It's probably, honestly, the sweetest fruit I can think of.
Sugar.
Yeah, it basically just tastes like pure sugar. It's really good, though. And also, I just eat a lot of apples. So basically, just nuts and fruit. That's pretty much my snackage. So that was a long answer, but you know what? Sorry. Anyways, thank you guys so much for all the questions. I hope that you enjoy this Friday's video. I think it's going to come out tomorrow. Who knows? I don't know how long this is going to take me to edit, honestly. I have ideas in my head of how it's going to happen. I know I've said that, but I'm sitting here anchoring and going through my head of all the different things that I'm gonna have to do to the video. I think it's gonna be good. I get nervous every video. I just get so, why do I get so nervous? That's what I always have to ask myself. Why do I get so nervous? I always think this is the week. This is the week that it all goes downhill. This is the week that I can't make it happen. But you know, each time that I think that, it always turns out okay. And sometimes my favorite videos are the videos where I thought that I wasn't going to be able to do a good job on it. And I think the reason why those are my favorite videos is because my brain basically goes into hyperdrive. And it's basically like a life or death situation to me. I have a lot of fun editing videos that seem life or death to me, which is ridiculous. We're talking here about a YouTube video and I'm talking about life or death. That escape game was really fun. You'll see, though, why I was so frustrated there at the end. Did we tell them what happened? No, we didn't. We're not giving it away on Anchor. Okay, we didn't. We didn't tell you what happened. I wasn't sure if we did or not. But yeah, it's something frustrating happened during the escape game, and so you guys will find out about that. But it was really fun though. Thank you guys so much for listening. I might anchor a little bit more later on in a couple of minutes. I'm not exactly sure, but thank you guys so much for just always listening, always being here.